episode of the Side Hustle Entrepreneur. Today I want to talk about preparation. And most people, I think, formulate somewhat of a game plan or have this idea in their head of how they're going to achieve what they are setting out to, like what their goals are. They might write down their goals of where they want to be in 5 years, but they're not actually creating a plan and preparing how to execute and how to get to their end target. Now, failing to prepare is preparing to fail, is, you know, one way to think about this. And I think that, you know, the plans themselves, when you actually put something together, is that business plan going to work? Is your strategy going to work? Probably not. You're going to shift that. You're going to pivot on those. You're going to do different things. But what happens is you are now training yourself to say, hey, like, I need to break down this massive goal into smaller pieces. And, you know, so that's very digestible and attainable. And so that when I go out and try to, you know, build this business, make those cold calls, you know, whatever it is, that you know what those metrics are that you're trying to hit, instead of just saying, hey, I want to make this much money this month, it's much more of a measurable and quantitative target that you can go out and try to execute on. Now, a lot of people, I think, when they're preparing, quote unquote, they're so focused on moving forward as well that they forget that sometimes you're going to go backwards. This isn't always going to work out the way you want it to. And with that, you know, realize that, hey, maybe you are working, you know, maybe you're in finance, maybe you're in sales, and you're working at a big company, and maybe you're making six figures. And, you know, every year for the past 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, you know, your salary has gone up a little bit. But you have to understand that all of that can be taken away in a moment. And it might be something that is just completely not in your control. So when you are planning, plan for failures, plan for setbacks, plan that instead of going and blowing the money that you just made, that you have a safety net and that you have, you know, reserves to fall back on, that you have 6 months that, you know, if shit really goes sideways and you just, you know, you're fired today or your company goes bankrupt and they just, you know, you're done, then you can do something different. Especially if it's your own company and your credit is shitty and you just, you know, there's a lot of things against you that you need to be able to dig out of that hole. So when you're preparing, start looking at a broader spectrum. Stop looking at just where you want to go. Consider what's the worst case scenario and account for that. Because when you start accounting for the worst case scenario, all of a sudden it doesn't seem that bad because you know that if this does go sideways, is it what you want to happen? Absolutely not. But can you recover from it? Can you withstand the hardship of it? Yes. I mean, I think everyone listening to this probably was around in 07 and 08. They saw what happens, you know, whether it was to them directly or to their parents. And from that, they should learn a really, really valuable lesson that everything can change very, very quickly. Right? Don't go and extend yourself to buy that new Beamer. Don't extend yourself to buy that new house or whatever else too. I mean, literally make sure you can afford it a couple times over. Like I talked about in my other podcasts, if you think you can afford it, then you can't afford it. So have these built-in mechanisms that, you know what, like, this might not work. Am I okay losing $5,000 trying to start my Amazon business? Am I okay, you know, or would I rather put it in some conservative fund in the stock market and see what happens there? You know, those two are very different plays. And I think ultimately that sorry, just got a call interrupted. You know, the 9 to 5 obviously is interfering with things I'm trying to build, but that's for survival at the moment. So you got to take those. Anyways, this whole episode is just about being prepared and being aware of where you're at, what you're willing to risk, and how you want to go about attempting to build your business. You know, there's risk in everything you do. There's a huge risk in doing nothing. There's risk in trying different things. There's, you know, upsides and downsides to all sorts of stuff. And, you know, part of the unknown is just you don't know what's going to happen, and that's your risk, right? But if you develop the worst case scenario and you accept that, okay, worst case, this is what's going to happen, and most likely that's not, but if it does, you're okay if that happens, right? So ultimately, that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Sorry for the interruption. Just going to wrap this up briefly here, and we'll be back. Thanks for tuning in.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.